الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Continuing on our series on the heart of a Muslim, the heart of a believer, we are discussing stories from the Kitab Ma'arif-e-Mathnawi, and it's the commentary of the Mathnawi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimahullah by Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarullah Marqadahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. Today we're moving on to the story of Hazrat Pir Jangi Rahimahullah. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a man with a melodious voice who used to play a harp. The beauty of his voice was such that it greatly affected men, women, and children. Whenever he used to pass by singing on his way from the jungle, even the birds and animals used to gather to listen to him. Gradually, as he grew older and his voice through old age became less attractive, those who used to rave over his voice began ignoring him. Now, wherever he went, no one would even ask about him. Thus, his fame and popularity vanished, and he began to experience the solitude of being unknown, and as a result, started feeling pangs of starvation and hunger. Noticing this selfish disinterest amongst the people, one day, when he was very sad, he said to himself, "O Allah, when I hear a beautiful voice, people used to flock around me like butterflies, and they entertained me from all sides. Now I have been ignored, as I have become old, and my voice is no longer beautiful. These selfish people are even fleeing from my shadow. How sorry I am that I had attached my heart to such unfaithful people. How full of deceit was not this contact with them. If only I had turned to thee, if only I had remained busy day and night with thy remembrance, and if only I had fixed my hopes on thee, then I would not have seen the disappointment of this day." Pir Jangi Rahimullah's heart became very sorrowful, and tears started flowing from his eyes. Suddenly, at that moment from the unseen, the force of Jazb pulled his heart towards Allah. When on the earth there fell my tears, in the heavens rose the star of my bondage. Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah says, "When on the earth there fell my tears, in the heavens rose the star of my bondage." Pir Jangi Rahimahullah uttered one long cry, turned his back to the people, and like a madman went towards the graveyard in Medina Sharif. There he took refuge in a cave of an ancient grave, wherein he sat down, and weeping bitterly, he prayed, "O Allah, today I am thy guest, because people have discarded me. There is for me no other place of refuge except with thee. There is now no one except thee to purchase my voice. Acquaintances have left me, and old age has overtaken me. Now I have no other refuge except with thee. O Allah, I turn to thee with great hopes. Do not send me back disappointed." I, Hakim Akhtar, have explained this in the following words in my Mathnawi. Pir Jangi prayed earnestly, "O Allah, people were like moths around me when my voice was good. Now there is jeering for my voice, and useless is this art of harp and instruments. Now thy help to me is most necessary. My musical art has become useless. My story is a lesson for all. Even though Pir Jangi is of bad character, but thy majesty is indeed great. Except for thy door, there is no other refuge leaving you. Where else shall I go after trying all other plans of mine? Now only to thee do I turn my sight." Pir Jangi remained in the ancient cave, remaining busy with his cries to Allah, while tears continued to stream from him, until the mercy of Allah got into action in this way, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed by means of ilham, inspiration, "O Umar, there is one servant of mine who, because of his melodious voice, used to be very well loved and popular among men. Now, because of old age, the beauty of his voice has disappeared and all the people have discarded him. And this fall from grace and popularity has become the cause of his repentance and his turning towards me. Now my infinite mercy has purchased his soul. Even though he may have been a sinner and negligent, I accept his cries. For in my sight, there is no other refuge for my bondsman save in me. O Umar, take some wealth from the Baytul Mal. Go to the graveyard and give my salam to this troubled bondsman of mine. Give the money to him and inform him that as from today, Allah has made him near to him and that he has granted him a special favor. Now there is no need for him to be sad and grieved. O Umar radiallahu anhu, tell this bondsman of mine that from now onwards, Allah has from the unseen arranged for his daily sustenance. To the throne has reached your cries and weeping. Your buyer has been your Lord Most High. In your veins flow the blood of your lover. In your cries lies the pains of your lover. Your weeping in sorrow has been accepted. Be not sad and dejected over poverty. Through Allah's attraction to you, you have become special to him. Throw away your harp and musical instruments." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on receiving this message through ilham, became restless. He took some money from the Baytul Mal and proceeded towards the graveyard in Medina Sharif, where he arrived, where he saw an old man lying asleep in an ancient grave with a harp next to him and with a sign of tears on his face and beard. He immediately realized that through those tears he must have reached this rank. Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah says, "The harp playing saint attained a special rank. Blessed, O holder of mysterious secret, blessed." The same theme is expressed by the author of Gulzari Ibrahim. The wife of Nabi Lut was an unbeliever, while the wife of Fir'aun was a believer. He brought forth from a temple of idols a Siddiq, and in the Kaaba was born a Zindiq, Abu Jahl, the son of Azar. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the friend of Allah, and Kan'an, son of Nuh, was gone astray. The Khalifa, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, respectfully remained standing in front of the grave of Pir Jangi to wake up, so that he could give him the glad tidings of salam from Allah. While standing there, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sneezed, and Pir Jangi rahimahullah opened his eyes. On seeing the Amirul Mu'mineen, he became filled with fear, so much so that he began trembling. He feared that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would punish him because of the musical instrument that was lying next to him. During that time, it was well known that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to beat up with his stick the wrongdoers for committing wrongs. However, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saw Pir Jangi rahimahullah was trembling in fear, he said to him, "Fear not, fear not. I have come to you to bring to you glad tidings from your Lord." He said, "Why should the stick of Farooq fall on him? Him who cries before Allah. Allah has inspired unto me and informed me of your name. And he has showed to me your high rank so that I can come to you at your place. And he has told me to inform you that I have chosen you, O fortunate one. I have chosen you, O fortunate one. And he has ordered me to take from the treasury some money to hand to you." When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had informed Pir Jangi rahimahullah of Allah's special gifts and favors to him, Pir Jangi rahimahullah was filled with gratitude and sorrow. Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah then says, "When Pir Jangi had heard Allah's bounty and gifts from the mouth of Sayyidina Umar, he began trembling in gratitude and sorrow and began to bite his own hands in anger, thinking of his erstwhile negligence. He cried, 'O Allah, without likeness, seeing your mercy and bounty, I am filled with shame at your favor.' He cried and in anger threw the harp down, breaking it into pieces, and said to it, "You have deprived me of Allah's love and have led me astray from the path of truth. For 70 years you drank my blood, and for that time have I sinned and been unmindful, till I have now become an old man, and through you my face has been black in Allah's sight." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu observed all this, and it affected him so deeply that tears came to his eyes. He said, oh man, this crying and weeping of yours is a sign of your intelligence. Your life is enlightened through your nearness to Allah. Verily, the tears of sinners are valuable, are very valuable in the sight of Allah. Allah equates the tears of sorrow and grief from the eyes of a sinner with the blood emanating from a martyr. Allah equates the tears of sorrow and grief from the eyes of a sinner with the blood emanating from a martyr. Through the company of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and his blessings, Pir Jangi rahimahullah became an eminent sheikh of tariqat and entered the ranks of the awliya Allah, the saints of Allah. Hazrat now makes mention of the lesson. He say the story teaches us that a person should never lose hope in Allah over his misfortunes. One should at all times have hope in Allah. The story also teaches us that all other connections except connections with Allah are temporary and transitory. No faithfulness remain in these conditions. Only Allah is at all times prepared to accept his bondsman. However, the love and contact which is solely for Allah's sake is also included in the love for Allah. From the story, we can understand how easy it is for you and I to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. When we turn to Allah, like they say, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib said, "Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai." That all these people of the world, all these people of the world are only users. They are be wafa. The correct translation for be wafa, it's difficult to put it on our tongues to explain and express the meaning of this be wafa. They are two-faced people. They'll use you. They'll only befriend you for their matlab. And when there's no need for you, they'll throw you and they'll cast you aside like what they did to Pir Jangi. But Allah, 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 Allah is such a beloved, is such a beloved that even in the state of negligence, he never stopped providing for us whatever we need. And then when we turn towards him in sorrow and grief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oceans of forgiveness open up. And overnight, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha." Allah pulls whomsoever he wishes towards him, when he wants to and how he wants to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him towards him with his quwwat e jazb. We, in this blessed month of Ramadan, how much of lessons there are in this? All the evils, we listen to music, we involved in adultery, fornication, in movies, in casinos, in drugs, whatever it may be, in stealing from people, robbing people, cheating people, so much of things, in backbiting on people. But all these evils, we need to put our hearts in solitude. That's the reason why this last 10 days of Ramadan also come. And even this month of Ramadan, put yourself in solitude. Cut out yourself from all evil. Be in the solitude with Allah. Cry to Allah. Tell Allah of all your wrongs. He knows about your wrongs. But open yourself to Allah and then see what Allah has in store for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me, bless you, bless us all with the ability and tawfiq of turning towards Him in good times and in bad times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for you and I to become His close and chosen friend. Allah make us all reach the highest stages of His wilayat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.